Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. The first presidential debate was in Ohio at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland earlier this week. But since the 2016 election, Ohio was not expected to be a critical swing state in this year's presidential election. Joining me to talk about Ohio's role is WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So tell us, how has Ohio's role changed in recent months?
Changed quite a bit. Now, I think Ohio is looked at as a factor in this presidential race and a very competitive place. It's not going to be quite the same as 4 years ago when Donald Trump won by 8 percentage points. You can see it in the polling. You can see it in political newsletters like Cook Political Report, which is read by everybody in politics. In June, the Cook Report moved Ohio from likely Republican to leans Republican. On Tuesday of this week, on the day of the debate, the Cook Report upgraded Ohio to a toss-up, and that's a pretty significant change.
Now, is that entirely based on polling?
Polling is probably the most important factor. It's not the only factor. The other factor is the amount of money that both campaigns are spending in Ohio. And the time that the candidates are spending in Ohio. Trump surprised everybody 4 years ago. And this time, the Democrats are looking at Ohio and saying, well, we're not going to get surprised again. We know what happened, and we know how to fix it.
So what is what's driving this shift in the polls and the shift in the change to making Ohio a toss-up state?
The shift is basically that right now, the polling is pretty consistent that Joe Biden has either a very small lead or it's a dead heat in Ohio with just about 5 weeks left to go. And that can be made up pretty quickly. And the trend is going towards Biden and away from Donald Trump. And I think that one of the factors is that Trump is losing a support that he had from a lot of white college-educated voters, particularly women. 4 years ago, he won that demographic by 1 percentage point in Ohio. Now, the polls are showing him trailing among those white college-educated voters by anywhere from 8 to 11 percentage points. That is a big shift.
So after Tuesday night's debate, Biden stayed in Ohio for a train ride Wednesday, through the heavily industrialized areas of eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania. There are a whole lot of blue-collar voters there, and they went for Trump in 2016. So why was Biden there?
It's really smart because Hillary Clinton 4 years ago ignored that part of Pennsylvania and Ohio and paid a very heavy price for it. Joe Biden might be able to appeal to those blue-collar voters in eastern Ohio and bring them back into the fold, by making an argument that Trump made a lot of promises 4 years ago and hasn't delivered on them.
Does Joe Biden have to win Ohio if he wants to become president?
No, he doesn't. He has a lot of different paths to get to 270 electoral votes, which is what he needs to become president. But if he does win Ohio, I think he'll pretty much have checkmated Trump in his march to try to get 270 electoral votes. Maybe a cliche, but it's also true. For Republicans, the road to the White House always runs through Ohio. There's no Republican, incumbent or not, who has ever been elected or reelected without winning Ohio. That's just a fact.
Howard, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.